You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with the sounds of the New York City-based ensemble Mike Ledon's Groover Quartet, celebrating 20 years working together. That's Mike Ledon on the B3, Eric Alexander on the tenor, Peter Bernstein on the guitar, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. From the album Turn It Up, Live at the Side Door, music recorded in September 2024 at the Side Door Club, we heard the track Blues for Edith. Recently released music before that from 15-year veteran of the Western Canada music scene, drummer Neil Gray, from his debut album called In the Streets. We heard It Wasn't, Was It? With pianist Bruno Hubert, trumpet player Julian Borkowski, tenor player Corey Weeds, and bassist Conrad Good. And the set started with music from the Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet that brings together Ginny Carr, who wrote the music, lyric, and did the arrangements, as well as Robert McBride, Holly Shockey, and André Ancenet, music out of the Springfield, Virginia area. From their album, Hustling for a Gig, we heard He Was the Cat, a tribute to Eddie Jefferson. Hey, just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.
Desert road from Vegas to nowhere, someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing, a little cafe just around the bend. Thank you.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from the Trio de Paz, which brings together guitarist Romero Lumbambo, bassist Nelson Mata, and drummer Duduka de Vonseca. From the album Somewhere, we heard the track Batida Diferente. Singer Amy Cervini before that, from her album Jazz Country, we heard a tune from the 1987 film Baghdad Cafe, Calling You, with Jesse Lewis on guitar, also doing vocal work, and Matt Aronoff on bass. A project that brought together guitarist Nguyen Lee, trumpet player Pablo Fresu, and oud player Dafir Youssef, also all working on electronics. From their album Homescape, we heard Chelsea Bridge, music recorded in Paris, France. And the set started with music from a group looking at the compositions of Raymond Scott, calling themselves the Raymond Scott Orchestrette, a group of seven musicians. From their album Push Button Parfait, we heard Tobacco Auctioneer, a track featuring violinist Rob Thomas, saxophonist Michael Hassim, and accordionist Will Holshauser.
Bum.